This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last month, a company named ReWorld announced it will open a new $7 million facility in Park Hills, Missouri, in St. Francis County. The company specializes in converting waste into resources, for example, creating low-carbon fuels from industrial byproducts and post-consumer recycled materials. We wanted to learn more about this company and what they do and some of the unique things that they have recycled. I'm joined by John Scott, Director of Government Relations, and Dom Venezia, Director of Environmental Health and Safety. Thank you so much for being with me, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, we appreciate it.
So talk first off about the Park Hills facility. What is this expansion? What are you hoping to do there?
The Park Hills facility is what we consider a material processing facility. And what we're looking to do there really is very simple, right? We're in the business to sustainably manage materials and waste streams of clients kind of throughout that whole Midwest area, specifically in the greater St. Louis area. So what we're looking to do is really process materials that would otherwise end up in a landfill and make, make something out of it that would be a benefit to not just the community, but the environment as well. So we're talking reuse, recycling, utilizing our overall footprint, including our thermal mechanical treatment facilities as well, which actually generate electricity and steam from some of this material as well. But then more importantly, creating an engineered fuel from some of this material that could be utilized in a variety of the cement kilns that are in the greater St. Louis area.
And Dom and John, I have to note that you are actually reusing a facility. You're not starting from the ground up. You're, I guess, retrofitting a glass factory there in Park Hills?
Absolutely. So we are taking a vacant glass factory that at one point in time had upwards of about 500 employees that unfortunately picked up and left that area and left a pretty significant hole and gap in the community. So we're looking at investing $7+ million, and we have been over the course of time, and also creating about 21 plus jobs that ultimately are above average county wage jobs for that area, which I think is a very great thing for that community and the surrounding areas.
I'm curious, in covering recycling over the decades, it seems like the challenge for recycling operations has always been that final market. Yes, people want things recycled, but then who's going to buy what you have recycled? Tell us about the market for what you do.
Again, Megan, I think the market was really driven, at least from an engineered fuel perspective, around these cement kilns, which we know play a extremely valuable role in the marketplace. And, these kilns have been driven by sustainability goals to kind of look outside their normal fuel usage, which in most cases is coal. So they've been looking at alternatives in the marketplace, and what better place than, let's say, ReWorld to partner up with these kilns to be able to provide, fuel as a substitute to coal and fossil fuels that they may be using at their locations to help them achieve their sustainability goals. A lot of the materials too that are coming in are not your standard run-of-the-mill recyclable materials, let's just say, right? These are difficult to manage, not standard recycling capabilities, and we're able to kind of transform that into something that would again otherwise end up in a landfill and disappear at that point.
And we do want to note that these materials are non-hazardous that we are processing at our facility.
Yeah, and they're also coming from commercial and industrial clients. It's not what somebody is putting out at their curb.
I want to talk about some of the really, I guess, fun things that your company has recycled. We saw the example of tomato sauce that was contaminated by a flashlight that got into a jar, and they had to redo the whole batch. How does ReWorld step in on things like that?
We have experts across the country. We have facilities across the country that are capable of handling materials and waste streams that are ultimately difficult to manage. I think one thing that comes to mind for me, being able to kind of sustainably process, and I don't want to call it a weird waste, but we'll put that in quotes for the time being. But like rubber duckies from Halloween, as an example, or Halloween costumes and so on. Something that would normally just end up in a landfill. We're able to provide that service and process it further, again, to achieve something other than placing it into the ground and disposing it via landfill.
What's the timeline for that project?
In order to operate the facility, we do need a solid waste processing permit from the Missouri DNR. So that is currently in the works. We've gone back and forth with the agency a couple of times here now at this point. And we are looking at obtaining hopefully a construction permit before the end of the year. So right now, the facility is kind of commissioning the engineered fuel process at this point in time because that is a permit exempt activity in the state. So that is kind of ramping up slowly as we're developing the relationships with these kilns. But full-blown operation, we are hoping, and our fingers are crossed, of course, that things go well for us and before the end of the year sometime.
That is John Scott, Director of Government Relations, and Dom Venezia, Director of Environmental Health and Safety for ReWorld. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you for
Thank
having me.
you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.